From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama Thursday opened a two-day nuclear security summit in Washington. Delegations from 50 countries are attending. Mr. Obama says in the wake of recent attacks, there is an urgency around the nuclear issue as well as the issue of terrorism generally. Earlier Thursday, the president held a series of meetings with various leaders. Some of the world leaders who attended a White House summit dinner Thursday were from countries that have experienced terrorist attacks firsthand. U.S. President Barack Obama and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan have met on the sidelines of the summit in Washington. Mr. Obama assured the Turkish leader of the commitment of the United States to Turkey's security. He also extended condolences to Mr. Erdogan for the terrorist attack Thursday in Diyarbakir, where 7 policemen were killed and at least 27 people wounded. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas says the current wave of violence against Israelis would be a lot worse if Palestinian soldiers had not intervened. Abbas said the violence is caused by what he says is a lack of trust and faith in a two-state solution between Israel and the Palestinians. He said he is willing to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at any time and that the violence would stop if peace talks resume. Belgium's federal prosecutor says the main suspect in last November's terrorist attack in Paris can be extradited to France. The French justice minister says he expects Salah Abdeslam to be sent to Paris within 10 days. The suspect's lawyer says his client has agreed to be extradited. This is VOA News.